Beijing has endorsed the most controversial and sweeping overhaul of Hong Kong's electoral system since its return to Chinese rule in 1997. The National People's Congress Standing Committee voted 167-0 to endorse proposals slashing the number of directly elected seats to the Hong Kong Legislative Council. China has passed several changes to Hong Kong's electoral rules, which will tighten its control over the city. The aim of the reforms is to ensure that only patriotic figures can run for positions of power. Critics have warned it will mean the end of democracy in Hong Kong, keeping any opposition out of the city parliament. Joining us this evening is Ben Bland, director of the Southeast Asia program at the Lowy Institute and author of Generation Hong Kong, Seeking Identity in China's Shadow. Ben, welcome to RN Drive.
Good to be with you, Paul.
Is China basically now undermining, essentially putting a line through, really, the one country, two systems principle with these latest changes?
The pressure had really been increasing quite substantially in the last few years on people's ability to speak out. So pressure on the media, people being prosecuted under this new sweeping national security law, really for expressions of discontent or criticism of the government. And this is kind of the next piece in the dismantling of the already limited democracy and freedom and autonomy that the city enjoys. So now they're going for the electoral system in a big way. So this is kind of the next step. It's a big one. And I guess people had feared this was coming, but it's all happening much more quickly, I think, than people expected.
How will it affect the basic law in Hong Kong, which does enshrine basic freedoms?
Well, those freedoms in theory will still be there, but we have to remember even in the Chinese constitution, the right to freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, etc., are all enshrined there too, but it's meaningless in practice, and we're now moving in that direction too in Hong Kong. So effectively, they're reducing the number of seats that are elected democratically from half of the city's council to 1 in 5, effectively. But that's not enough. This is a belt and braces approach. So they're also bringing in a committee that will vet all candidates, and the police, the Hong Kong police and the mainland Chinese secret police, will effectively have a veto on any candidate they'd like. So it's not just that there are very few seats that Hong Kongers can actually vote for now. Even there, they're not going to be allowed a free choice of candidates. So it's really taking away not just sort of democracy, but even the ability to raise any kind of dissenting voices, which is concerning, not just from a democratic perspective, but even basic governance. There's not going to be any feedback mechanism in Hong Kong anymore.
Yeah, it's taking it to the next level, that's for sure. I note that two of Hong Kong's former city chief executives urged the region's residents to embrace Beijing rule, saying the country has reached a point where they have to reform. Why would they come forward and suggest that?
Well, I think they're under a lot of pressure from Beijing. These changes are really a vote of no confidence in the Hong Kong elite, that Xi Jinping, the Chinese leader, no longer trusts the elite of Hong Kong to manage the system in their favour, simply because there was too much opposition to Beijing and the Communist Party. So this is a symbol of the Chinese Communist Party taking direct control over Hong Kong. And obviously people in the elite in Hong Kong feel pressure to speak out. Obviously some of them are true supporters of the Chinese Communist system too, so they may feel it genuinely. But I don't think they're going to be winning many hearts and minds in Hong Kong. And this strategy isn't designed to do that. It's designed to cut off the avenues for opposition and to bring Hong Kong to heel. They'd have to be pretty ill-advised if they thought this was going to win any public support.
Does the Hong Kong government have any power at all in trying to protect the democratic rights that still exist in Hong Kong?
Not really. I think Hong Kong effectively has zero autonomy. Maybe, the government can choose the colour of the dustbins on the streets. But that's really about the extent of it. Beijing is now taking control of everything else. But one interesting thing is through the big protests of 2019, we saw a number of kind of low-level civil servants quit their jobs in protest. But almost no senior figures from the establishment took a stand against the moves by Xi Jinping to take control of Hong Kong, to limit the city's freedoms. And obviously, they would argue they might not have been able to resist, but they could have taken a symbolic stand, but they chose not to. And the irony is that even then, Beijing doesn't really trust them anymore. And I think that's a kind of symbol of this greater centralization of power we've seen across China, where, you know, Xi Jinping has minimal trust for all the people under him, but especially when in that particular part of the country there was growing opposition to the Communist Party's rule. That's something that he's not willing to accept, and that's why he's moved to take much more direct control over the city on many fronts, as say the media, the Legislative Council, and many other ways too.
Hong Kong delayed its legislative elections for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Considering these changes to the electoral system, will a local election be possible?
It will be possible, but you have to ask what merit is there. I mean, it's almost completely pointless now. The other factor that people need to understand is that, you know, when I was in Hong Kong as a journalist and a writer, I got to meet practically every member of the democratic establishment. There were 30 or so democratic members of the Legislative Council. They're almost all now either in jail, on trial, on various politically driven charges, or in exile overseas in Australia, in the UK, in the US, in Germany. So it's not just that the rules have changed, but the key people are now, they've been forced out of the city or in jail or facing prosecution. So, you know, the fact that Hong Kongers will then be able to elect one-fifth of their Legislative Council from a list of candidates cleared by the Chinese Communist Party, it's effectively meaningless. So it doesn't really matter, I think, when this election is or isn't held, because it doesn't really mean much anymore.
Mm. Ben, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Ben Bland, Director of the Southeast Asia Program at the Lowy Institute and author of Generation HK, Seeking Identity in China's Shadow. I'm Paul Barclay in the chair for PK. This is RN Drive.